Hey, so welcome to the Viral Podcast. This is Quinn Lundquist. I am a public health policy and communications person.
Person?
Person. I am a person, and I do public health policy and communications work.
Okay.
And evaluation, and graphic design, and other things, whatever they ask me to do.
You're not on a job interview. I hope you know that.
I hope I'm doing okay.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, this is Lindsay Grove. I am a small business owner person who also enjoys public health communication, policy, social marketing, and I don't know, hanging out with people. I do love ice cream. You're right. Who doesn't like ice cream? Please don't send us emails if you don't like ice cream.
We thought that we would use today's episode not to go into one specific topic, but to kind of serve as an interlude that we can like recap, talk about what we've learned, talk about some stuff in the news, do corrections, omissions,
apologies. It's almost like our Festivus.
Yeah, it is like our Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Maybe even someday we'll get a question that we can answer.
Oh my gosh. That would make me very emotional, I think. Because it's like, somebody cares enough. Oh.
So, hint, maybe you can send us your questions if you have any questions.
Make us feel like we're like the NPR politics podcast and we have Sunday mail.
Yeah.
From listeners.
So, Lindsay, if I had a question for this show, how would I ask it?
Well, that's a great question in and of itself. So you can actually go on our website, which is www.viral-pod.com. Maybe don't Google that with images search on. Anyway, there is a contact us at the bottom of the page. Actually, the front page is where you can subscribe if you want to make sure that you get our latest blog posts, which we haven't done a lot of, but also episodes when they come out. If you actually go to our contact page, you can send us questions there, or you can just email us at contact@viral-pod.com. So, hey, yeah.
There you go. We also have a Twitter page.
Yes, we do. We like to tweet and stuff.
What is that Twitter handle?
At
Viral Podcast.
Wow.
Yep. And we have a Facebook page.
We do. And that's The Viral Podcast. So, but I mean, you can just search it and stuff.
Yeah. So I would also like to say, go ahead. And if you are using iTunes to download this and listen to it, give us a review. Tell us, hopefully a positive review, but an honest review.
Yes. Please make it honest.
Public health relies on data.
Yes. And objective data. So if there's anything that you want to, there's also actually, if you go onto our contact page on our website, you can submit suggestions if you'd like to.
Yes.
So keep that in mind.
All right. So what's going on in public health this week? I read that enrollment in a study to test a vaccine against the Zika virus has begun in the United States.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The virus, which causes birth defects, has infected people in the Caribbean and South America. And we even had a few cases in the U.S. last year. You'd think, based on the panic every time there's like a new disease, that it's everywhere in the world. But it was kind of isolated to a certain region. However, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be worried about it, because while it has drifted away from the front page of the news, mosquito season is starting up again. And people have to remember to dump out their reservoirs and wear long sleeves or mosquito spray, especially if they are pregnant or thinking about becoming pregnant, or if they're traveling anywhere in the South.
Yeah. Actually, the other thing, too, is, most importantly, it is National Public Health Week.
Hey-o!
Yeah. So there's going to be all sorts of stuff via social media. You know, I'm pretty sure any College of Public Health is probably putting stuff out there. So make sure to attend your, you know, associated events. I'll actually be going to the USF College of Public Health event this Wednesday.
There is, I think, a National Public Health Week hashtag NPHW. Mm-hmm. So you can track other events and other webinars or things that are going on using that. Another thing that I read, a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, or JAMA.
JAMA!
JAMA Jam. Suggests that...
I'm sorry.
This is just like a sad story, too.
So sorry. Oh, gosh. Okay, we'll continue.
That's okay. Our jovial nature, we cannot change it.
Yes, that's true.
It suggests that effects from childhood lead exposure can continue into adulthood.
I did read that.
Yeah. Ugh. Harming individual cognitive development and possibly limiting socioeconomic development. Yikes. Yeah.
When I used to work for Head Start, we actually, that's one of the things that we had to screen for children, was to actually check their lead levels as a part of their well child check. And we actually did have a couple of kids who had high lead levels, and they ended up having developmental delay, which was really sad. So we live in one of the most densely populated and one of the most affluent counties in Florida. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Not great, guys.
We do want to do eventually an episode that looks at environmental health and contaminants and their, you know, as you go up the chain, how they, what's the word for that?
Hierarchy?
Yeah, no, but I mean bio accumulation.
Okay.
Like mercury in fish.
Oh, like
you know how it exponentially like increases
thresholds?
Concentration.
I gotcha.
You know that there's some environmental health person out there listening on the subway who's yelling at us right now.
Sorry.
Okay.
So sorry.
But anyways, that is an important issue, and the Flint water crisis is an important issue.
Which I believe they just...
I think they settled.
They settled. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's complicated.
It is.
Very complicated.
One of the things I really love about this field is, I mean, keeping up with current events, and I subscribe to like way more newsletters and stuff than a normal human should, and I thought I would kind of plug a couple of those for people who might want to learn more about current events and find out what's going on in public health.
Also, newsletters who are going to be plugged, feel free to plug the viral podcast.
Oh.
Just saying.
I see what you did there. So I have a few resources to recommend. Publichealthnewswire.org does a daily blast of top headlines related to public health, and it's run by the American Public Health Association. Also, an organization called Trust for America's Health does a similar digest that includes news, funding opportunities, webinars, and other things called the Wellness and Prevention Health Reform Digest.
Whoa.
I like the word digest in there, like a really long and convoluted title. They should probably use a different title, but it actually is a really good newsletter. Finally, there's a monthly one that's pretty good from Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health, and it has news and other things that are coming out of Harvard School of Public Health, Harvard. And you can just Google Harvard Public Health Newsletter, and hopefully you'll be able to find it on their site.
Can I make a confession real quick?
Please.
So you sent me one of their newsletters the other
day. I did, on Friday.
I know, and I looked at it today, and I went to click on it, and I think I accidentally unsubscribed you.
Damn it, Lindsay.
I'm so sorry. I was going to sign
you.
How do
you do that?
I don't know, but I was going to sign you up again, but then I thought, he's going to get an email and it's going to be so weird.
Well, I did not get an email saying that I was unsubscribed. So I guess we'll see.
Okay.
And that was the last time Quinn ever sent Lindsay anything.
Oh my gosh.
I have a bunch of other ones that I'll share maybe in our next interlude episode. But if you're into public health news or you're new to this field, those three are good to get started with.
Yeah. I mean, I subscribe to a lot of local stuff, because that's a lot of times how I see funding opportunities. But you can actually put together like a, if you do like a Google search alert, if you want to look for anything that's public health related, or you can actually tailor your Google News to look for specific things with like public health,
maternal and child health,
sexual health, those sorts of things. So I used to do that when I worked at the health department. I made sure that I found anything that had anything tobacco related, because I was working in the tobacco program. So
yeah, I do have one correction to make.
Oh, from, shoot.
I know. The phrase I discussed in last week's episode about health and human rights, which I attributed to the Constitution, is actually from the Declaration of Independence.
Tomato celery.
For this egregious error, I will stand in the town square and sing the patriotic march song, "You're a Grand Old Flag," while dressed up like a bald eagle.
Oh my gosh, please do that.
Mr. Jefferson, I do apologize profusely.
Oh. Don't let Lin-Manuel Miranda find out.
Oh no.
Be banned from Hamilton performances. That would be the worst punishment in the world.
Yes. That would be really sad. I also have a bit of an omission, and it relates to last week's episode too. We discussed human rights, and I did not mention how we have this thing called the Bill of Rights through our Constitution.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
So here's the gist of that. Basically, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution are called the Bill of Rights. It's the right to free speech, protection against unreasonable search and seizure, you know, the right to bear arms, and
the right to not allow soldiers to take quarter in your house that no one knows is in there.
Right. Written by James Madison, they list specific limits to governmental power. This falls in line with the negative definition of rights in the episode, where a right is something that can't be taken away rather than something we are all entitled to have given to us. That's kind of how the Bill of Rights is put together.
Okay.
Also, and I swear this will be the last time I go on this rant.
Oh man.
We have to remember that the authors of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, all that stuff, all the other holy relics of this country were written specifically to be vague. I know that's kind of an oxymoron.
What?
I know. But they actually couldn't really agree on anything about the Constitution before, during, or after it was written. They were meant to be...
Gee, that vaguely sounds familiar.
I know. Yeah. Do you see any parallels?
Hmm.
They were aspirational documents, not recipes, to investigate what James Madison would think about the regulation of violent video games.
Oh.
Is not just a silly exercise, it's irrelevant.
I'm just thinking of him seeing a video game and how he'd be like, what is this?
What is this sorcery?
Exactly.
They wrote the Constitution to be intentionally vague in order to leave it open to interpretation by the judicial branch. And the first words of the Constitution, and I'm going to get it right this time.
Okay, please. Don't.
We don't need to do a correction for the correction.
Yeah, that's...
The first words are, "We the people," not... Hey, listen to us and only us forever, always.
Thanks for that interpretation.
Yeah, that was my personal interpretation. Actually, that wasn't even an interpretation. It says, "We the people."
I know, but I liked your alternative interpretation.
Oh, my alternative fact.
Yes.
God damn it. Yeah. So, I don't know why it keeps coming up that, oh, yeah, well... We need to enforce laws based on the original intent of the founding fathers. And
Well, Quinn, that would have been a really great argument to have with the late Justice Scalia, since he was a pretty strict interpreter of the original Constitution.
Well, too bad Judge Scalia isn't around anymore.
Oh, man.
Although we're going to get a new one.
I know.
New Judge Scalia.
Oh, man.
Anyway, We're getting a little off topic.
Yeah, here. We are. So what else is on the docket?
On the docket. Ooh, what are we reading? Mm. We always ask other people what they're reading.
I really have not had a lot of time to read. I've been slowly reading The Talisman by Peter Straub and Stephen King.
Excellent.
It is very excellent. But I've also been busy writing. I'm actually currently in the process of writing a chapter on social media use in clinical settings.
Ooh.
Really riveting. But I've been listening to a lot of podcasts because that's actually super easy to do while you're working. And
what podcasts have you been listening to?
Well, I am addicted to Pod Save America and Pod Save the World.
Yep.
Since I am a political news junkie, and that includes NPR Politics Podcast. But I also really love So Many White Guys.
Okay.
With Phoebe Robinson. She's pretty great.
Is that the one with Jessica Williams?
No, that's Two Dope Queens, but I also listen to that one too.
Yes.
But Alana Glazer produces So Many White Guys.
From Broad City.
Yes. So it's really great. I need some humor in my life after listening to way too many politics podcasts. I also really love And You Will Remember This, which is a... You Must Remember This. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Please don't hate me, Katrina. If you're really into old Hollywood and wonderful storytelling, she's great. And of course, I also binged S-Town. So.
Ooh, I binged S-Town as well.
Did you finish it?
I did.
Oh man, I wish we could talk about it, but
I know we should not.
I know, but if you're looking for a really good, and it's really, it goes really
also,
quick.
Also, it's Karina Longworth.
Oh my god!
So not only did she get the title of her podcast wrong, couldn't remember her name.
Well, I guess I'll be standing out in that square with you in like I don't know,
reciting lines from some like obscure 1930s, MGM movie with Cary Grant.
Yeah. I'll be dressed as the Swamp Thing.
Okay. That sounds good. That's fine. I think
I'll be standing right there with you, Baldy.
Karina Longworth.
I'm so sorry.
We're so sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I've been listening to a lot of the ones that you mentioned, as well as Politically Reactive.
Have they had any new episodes?
They just started season 2.
Okay, good. Because it's been too long.
And I've also started listening to one called Cosmic Vertigo, which is about space.
Oh, yeah. I need to get on that train.
How the moon was formed, how solar systems are formed. And one thing I learned on there was pretty much every star in the night sky has a solar system with planets on it. And every single one has a planet, an Earth-like planet in an Earth-like habitable zone.
Whoa.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
So I think something like 4 billion stars in our galaxy potentially have Earth-like planets in an Earth-like habitable zone, which is...
It's incredible.
Yeah.
That, like, wow. That I feel like it. That kind of... Well, I just think about Drake's equation, like, how you, like, what the probability is of, you know, life out there. And the Drake's equation is based on, like, what you think and that sort of thing. And that kind of puts it on its head. If there is a multiverse, I think I would have gotten my degree in astronomy or astrophysics or cosmology.
Or women in science.
Yes. Yes, but you know what? At the fair that we did... The science and engineering fair.
The science
fair. Which was incredible. And if you're in the state of Florida and you want to help, they're always looking for judges. So,
and I'm sure that your state has a state science fair as well. And you may not know this. If you are a state employee, at least for Florida, we have a mentoring program where I get paid administrative leave hours in order to mentor young people. And the science fair counted as paid administrative leave. So I didn't have to take my personal leave time to go because it's considered a community service.
And worth it.
So worth it. These little nuggets.
They're so great. And they're so much smarter than I was when I was in middle school. So I'm just always blown away. This is my second year doing it. And this is your third year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So It was incredible. Quinn did the behavioral and social sciences section. And,
I did.
And I did the biomedical and health sciences.
Yep.
And actually, we both do middle school because high school is just like too intense.
I did the high school level the first time, and it wasn't even so much fun because some of these kids are so advanced, and you only get like 5 minutes with these kids one-on-one to judge an expansive project, and it's really hard to tease them all out. I feel like I have to either be a teacher or a PhD level scientist to do it.
Crazy. Yeah, because from, you know, coming from public health, we're like, oh my gosh, so how does this impact the real world? What's the, you know, also, and great job. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, you were a good cheerleader.
Yeah, that's, I think so.
So.
But there were a lot of girls there, which that's what I was going to say, was that there were a lot of girls at the science fair, and I was very happy to see that, so.
The future is bright.
Female. Sorry.
I am reading the book Where It Happens, Alexander Hamilton by Ron Chernow.
Ooh.
It is everything I wanted it to be and more.
Aww.
It has me helpless and utterly satisfied.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Very happy for you.
Those were Hamilton references.
I figured.
Which you would know.
Don't look at me like that.
Because you've listened to the music.
Okay, first of all, I would like to see the musical first. And I know that that's like...
You are
almost
missing out,
girl. Astronomically impossible at this point to see Hamilton, but...
It's coming around now. It's in Chicago and San Francisco.
I know, but you know it's still going to be really hard to get tickets.
Touring. Yeah, but...
Quinn, I'm just a lowly podcast host. I can't afford Hamilton. Well.
It's... Look, just because I have it memorized at this point...
Oh, God. Here's a glimpse into who Quinn really is.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. So, Quinn, are you reading anything else?
No, not right now. I'm trying to get through this one first so I don't become a person who reads like three books at the same time. But I have a very long reading list.
I believe that. I do too. I really want to read In My Own Words by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I still haven't gotten to that. So Quinn, what have you learned thus far?
Ooh, I learned that people used to be afraid of night air.
They did.
And that the word malaria actually means bad air.
Okay.
Yeah. I also learned that we used propaganda to make people believe that carrots gave you superhuman vision.
Yeah. Yep.
What about you? What have you learned?
You seem to have learned a lot. What have I learned? I learned that we actually...
There's a shirtless man staring into the window right now.
That's probably my husband.
Yep, it is.
Creeping.
There he is.
Oh, man. He knows we're recording, so he can't come inside. Oh, man. Poor Jamer. I learned that... during the Revolutionary War, one of the things that killed a lot of soldiers was actually not being inoculated against smallpox.
Mm. Oh, but also George Washington had a personal doctor who went around with him and inoculated troops.
Right.
So, I mean, isn't that, that's cool.
It's super cool. And we didn't know that until Dr. Moravia just happened to tell us.
Oh, also, there used to be a thing called the No-Nosed Club.
Yeah.
When we talked with Jennifer Wright about how everyone had syphilis, and when you have syphilis bad enough, your nose can fall off.
Yeah, which we still, I think, we're looking into what the mechanism is for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually think that one of the biggest things I've taken away from this podcast is that people that I would be deathly afraid to talk to at a conference or in public who are like public health superstars are very willing to come on our podcast.
And yeah, that's been pretty cool.
It's been really cool.
It's given me a little bit more confidence to just like contact people and yeah. say, hey, you want to talk about your thing on our thing?
Yeah. And they're more than accommodating, especially if some people have crazy busy schedules and they still make time for us, which is awesome.
Another thing that's kind of been stuck in my craw lately. Gosh.
Okay.
Is about how we have to remember the plural of anecdote is not data. A common way that anecdotal evidence becomes unscientific is through a tendency to assume that if one event happens after another, then the first must be the cause of the second. Oh, people who go outside at night get malaria. It must have something to do with the air. Night air's bad. Or maybe my child got autism after being vaccinated.
Oh, man.
And now they're talking about it on television. That must mean vaccines cause autism.
Which they don't. I just want to be very clear about that.
We have to be good stewards of science and learn to spot faulty reasoning and call it out.
Yes, and that includes everybody. And I think one of the things that has really kind of opened my eyes since we started doing this is just that the amount of misinformation that we see from the tippity top, you know who you are, to even down to the local level is astounding. And I think we as scientists need to be able to be brave
yep.
and be confident in our expertise and yep. our science and say,
yep.
no, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Meals on Wheels does work.
Here's why. Anecdotal evidence and what you choose to believe or not believe, no matter how strongly you believe it,
or your political ideology,
does not replace the scientific method.
It does not, no. So I'm really glad we're doing this.
Yeah, I think it's going well so far. How do you think it's going?
I think it's going great.
Yeah.
I would like to learn more about the behind the scenes production of this.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're not technical whiz kids.
We are not.
But we're getting better.
Yeah, we are. We have a nice microphone.
Yes.
At least, well, we have two, even though we're on one right now.
One of them is more of a like a decorative paperweight right now because we can't seem to figure out how to get them both to work at the same time.
It's beautiful.
It is. Do we have anything else? Remember to review us.
Yes,
share
please.
Us. Follow us on social media. And, let us know what you think.
Yeah, and if you'd like, feel free to send us suggestions for topics or speakers.
Yeah.
We're always open to that, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Until next time, remember to wash your hands.
Yes, please, because who knows where they've been.
And we'll see you on the Flippity Said.
Oh, stop.